Hi, and welcome to the Unapologetically You podcast, your podcast for inspiration, inner peace, and allowing you to be you. I'm your host, Claire Cockle, and it's an absolute pleasure to have you join me here today. If you haven't done already, be sure to hit the subscribe button. This means that you'll be the first to know as soon as any new episode launches. And if you love the podcast or any episode, head over and leave a review on iTunes or the Apple Podcast app. It'd be so appreciated. And it helps us to spread the word of the podcast and help others in their journey to becoming their unapologetic self. Episode 39, a moment for you this Valentine's. Happy Valentine's Day. I want you to know I am sending you lots of love today. So today's episode, it took me a while to actually decide and get down what I wanted today's episode to be, because I knew that we go out every Wednesday, and so this episode was going to land on Valentine's Day. There can be so much that we can share on Valentine's Day. But equally, I'm very conscious that we can all be in completely different situations. We can all feel completely different things about Valentine's Day itself. So whether you are single, in a relationship, in a what feels like a difficult time, or even have lost someone, this episode is for you, and I want to share a peaceful meditation, a peaceful time to breathe and be with yourself. And most importantly, that reminder that whatever your situation, self-love and having that love and appreciation and respect for yourself is the biggest and most important thing. True self-love is something that is so beautiful to see in someone. So let's talk about self-love and treating yourself this Valentine's Day. So how can you treat and care for yourself this Valentine's? Perhaps you want to take yourself for a massage, or buy yourself some chocolates, buy yourself some flowers, knowing that you deserve them. Give yourself that most important time for self-care in whatever way suits you, just the moments for yourself, looking after you. I think it's so important as well around this time of year to be aware of just love and care in general. And it's something I was very conscious of myself. And whenever it comes to Valentine's Day, and I still keep it up now, I'm aware of my friends and all of the people that I care about around Valentine's Day. So quite often there are lots of happy Valentine's Day messages going out from me because I want my friends to know that they're loved and cared for, that they're cherished. And it's something we can really easily introduce in our lives. So just connecting with your friends, just telling your friends how much you appreciate them. Perhaps even getting your friends some chocolates as a treat, just to say, thanks for being you. I appreciate you. So being aware of love and care and compassion and kindness in general in your life. And I always feel like when we lean into all of those things, we just get more of them. And it's just a wonderful thing to be able to connect with people over love and appreciation. And we do get that back. So I want to take a moment now to share a little meditation with you, a little moment of self-love and self-care for you. So if it's not right for you at the moment, if you're driving or anything, then do come back to this later and do spend the time with this. But if you're able to, then just find somewhere nice and comfortable where you can just relax and soften down and enjoy. So taking any last movements. As you take a nice big deep breath in, breathing in all the way to the top, holding that breath at the top, and slowly letting that go. And as you do, letting go of any tensions, letting go of anything that's no longer serving you, as you simply breathe and be with your breath, just with that natural rhythm of the breath now, just breathe. Breathing in, breathing out. Just appreciating this moment for you. You just now, just imagine there's a pink light just hovering above your head. And in a moment, this pink light is going to make its way down to cover your entire body from the top of your head right down to your toes. This pink light hovering above your head makes its way down over your forehead, your eyes, ears, nose, over your cheeks and chin, over your neck and reaching your shoulders. This pink light is soothing, calming, with the energy of love and kindness. This pink light continues to make its way down over the tops of your arms, the top of your back and chest, continuing to make its way down over your lower back and tummy, your forearms and hands. Notice the top half of your body bathing in this pink light, this warm glow, soothing, calming, healing. This pink light with a sense of peace, with an energy of love and kindness. This pink light continues to make its way down over the tops of your legs, your hips, over your knees, your lower legs, over your ankles, and over your feet, your whole body bathing in this pink light. Notice how peaceful, soothing, and comforting it feels. Notice the warmth. Notice that feeling of love surrounding you. Feeling of love expanding out from you. It feels so comforting, relaxing, allowing yourself to drop into this feeling even more. To allow your muscles and your body to just ease, melt, soften even further into this space, even further into this feeling. pink glow surrounding you. Now I want you to just take your awareness to gratitude. Just taking a moment to consider everything that you are grateful for. Everything you're grateful for in this moment. Everything that you're grateful for in this day. Everything that you're grateful for in this life. Gratitude for those things that have been, gratitude for those things to come. And gratitude for right now. Just notice what you're grateful for. Even the smallest, simplest things. Noticing what you're grateful for. And it could even be a warm bed at night. Your tea in the morning, a connection with a friend, a smile from a stranger, anything that you feel grateful for. You return your awareness back to your breathing. Taking a nice big deep breath in again there, breathing in all the way to the top, holding that breath at the top and slowly letting that go. And then taking any movements to bring that movement and energy back into the body and opening up your eyes again whenever you're ready. I hope you have a lovely day and I hope it's full of love in even the smallest and simplest little ways. Hope it's full of little moments of connection and peace and calm just for you. Sending you lots of love, and I look forward to catching up with you again next time.